In an internal communique about environmental issues, Algoma Steel Chief Executive Officer Michael Garcia is warning all employees to strictly follow standard operating procedures. Meeting production targets is important, but never at the expense of safety or the environment, Garcia cautions in a document titled, Message to All Employees Re: Environmental Performance, distributed on Friday. His memorandum, obtained by Sue today, contains many of the same points made by Garcia in an open letter to the community also released Friday, but adds paragraphs specifically directed to mill workers. Both documents were issued after almost 40 Algoma University faculty members signed a letter earlier this week stating that chronically high emissions of carcinogens and harmful pollutants released by the Algoma Steel into the environment mill are unacceptable. Garcia has also committed to his staff to meet the concerned professors. As you may be aware, concerns regarding Algoma Steel's environmental performance have been raised in the media recently, he wrote to his workforce. The discourse has been impassioned, not entirely factual, and the topic of many dinner conversations, I am sure. It can be hard to hear, especially when we know firsthand how much effort is underway across the steelworks to ensure continued environmental compliance, and how hard members of our team are working to reduce emissions and provide for a greener future. Employees are often called upon to answer questions from family and friends. You are the best ambassadors for the company, and as such, it is important that you have the facts. I wanted to reach out and reassure you that the Algoma leadership team and board of directors remain firmly committed to a greener future, and we intend to operate within the applicable standards in the interim. Once the transition is complete, we expect to produce some of the world's greenest steel right here in Sault Ste. Marie. I look forward to the day when this is a topic of great pride around the dinner table, the CEO wrote. Our teams engaged directly in the EAF, Electric Arc Furnace, project must remain focused on its safe and timely execution, managing risk and resources to ensure successful completion. Those not working on the project must remain focused on the safe production of 200,000 tons every month, ensuring the ongoing viability of the business and the availability of funds to finance the EAF investment. This is how we are working to ensure a greener tomorrow. Ongoing maintenance of our assets is key. We recognize the shortage of available tradespeople makes this challenging, and I assure you efforts to recruit qualified skilled trades and trained apprentices have been prioritized with resources dedicated to this objective. Standard operating procedures, SOPs, are specifically written to ensure a task is performed in the safest manner while operating for any potential environmental impact or quality impact. For these reasons, everyone must strictly adhere to established operating practices. If you are new to the role or the area, take the time to learn every SOP and ask for clarification where necessary. We welcome open dialogue with all stakeholders and look forward to meeting with faculty from Algoma University in the coming days. We hope to better understand their concerns while clarifying that emissions have not increased at Algoma. Nor are we requesting exemptions from the government. If at any time you see something counter to our values, particularly as it relates to safety and the environment, please don't hesitate to reach out to your supervisor, myself, or any member of the management team, Garcia said. On Saturday evening, Algoma Steel became the first recipient of the Sault Ste. Marie Chamber of Commerce's Economic Impact Award. The steelmaker has 2,700 employees and supports 6,000 retirees through pensions and benefits, contributing more than 40% of the Sault's gross domestic product. It made a $1 million donation to create a 20-bed local addictions withdrawal care facility.